The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership. Welcome to Talk of the Town on 88.1 FM. My name is Ted Tate, and today in the studio, we welcome again Duke Dotson from Dotson Development to talk about how his project is coming along. We've all seen the construction in front of the boardwalk, and of course, we're curious, when's it going to open? Duke, welcome.
Ted, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What can you tell us?
So pretty excited about how things are unfolding here in Colonial Beach. Our Phase 1 townhome project. You know, we did the first batch of those last year, and the second batch of townhomes are wrapping up by the end of this year. Phase 2, which includes Kobe Workspaces and Circa 1892, is complete and open, which includes those two businesses and three apartments. Very excited to see how the town has embraced Circa 1892.
I was going to say, Circa seems to be doing a very good business. They seem to be very popular.
Yeah, Circa, Edward, Susan, and Eric are all part of that project, and they're very connected to the social scene in Colonial Beach, and it seems like we've kind of struck a nerve with the right combination of food and cheese and wine and beer and cigars and other goodies. It seems like there was a pent-up demand for that type of experience here in Colonial Beach.
Absolutely.
And it seems like folks enjoy it, which is great.
I had that idea years ago. I just didn't have the time to do it.
Well, now you can come like drink wine there at least.
And I do.
That's good.
And I love the cheeses.
That's good. Phase 3 is rolling along. So Phase 3 is 9 condos that we're calling Osprey Flats, and they sit on top of 2 restaurants called Drift and Muse. The restaurants should be open in late November, about the time that this is airing. So hopefully as this is airing, people will be eating and drinking at Drift and Muse or very soon thereafter. The condos above it should wrap up by the end of the year as well. So that project should be done by the end of 2023.
So the expectation is that the condos will open after the restaurants have opened.
Yeah, about a month probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the priority definitely is getting the restaurants open as quickly as possible.
And those condos, from what I understand, they're all spoken for, aren't they?
They're all pre-sold, correct. Yep, and they should all close in December. Yeah.
Great. You've brought some friends with you.
I have, yeah. No, I'm very excited to introduce Robin and Kelsey. Met these folks as we were envisioning what Phase 3 could be, and I'm going to let them tell concepts, but when I got to know these folks and saw what they wanted to do, I thought they were a perfect match for this town and this project. They're a good team, and I am very excited to see both Drift and Muse, and again, I'll let them explain what both concepts are, but I think Colonial Beach is going to be pretty excited when they open.
So who should we start with? Robin, you're the chef. What brought you to this project besides Duke? Did you even know about Colonial Beach before this all started?
No, I did not know anything about Colonial Beach until I met Duke and found out about this project. One of my chef's mentors that I worked for in Richmond was originally on this project and decided that he didn't want to be a part of it, or he couldn't be a part of it anymore. And so he introduced me to Duke, and then the rest is her story.
So, Robin, when the idea was brought to you, had the cuisine been selected already, or are you responsible for kind of deciding that it was going to be a pizza joint and a seafood restaurant?
The pizza was already decided. Drift had not been decided what type of cuisine that it was going to be.
Okay. I guess we should back up just a little bit and remind people what these two things are. So it's Drift and Muse. Mm-hmm. Drift is more of a fine dining seafood restaurant, and Muse is short for amusement, I guess, mm-hmm. and is more of an arcade and pizza joint. Maybe you can describe it better than I just did.
So I grew up in North Carolina, and I went to culinary school in Charleston, South Carolina. So my roots are low country cuisine. That's just what I enjoy the most out of all my career that I've ever cooked, is that type of cuisine. And this is a piece of me, so this is what I would like to give back to the community. I say it's fine dining because when I first started my culinary career in 1994, my goal was to always get to fine dining. But now it's kind of like maybe a little bit scary to people, the word fine dining. So it's an elevated spot for sure. And I just want to bring a different type of cuisine and a different type of style to Colonial Beach.
So it sounds like homestyle cooking with white tablecloths.
We won't have white tablecloths, but it is of that idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Taking away the tablecloth so people aren't maybe uncomfortable, because some people are uncomfortable by that.
Okay.
So I just want to bring comfort and cuisine to people. Yes. Right.
And I see Kelsey nodding her head back there. Kelsey, you're going to be the general manager of these two restaurants. What brought you into this project?
Yes, that is correct. I will be the general manager for both restaurants. And being introduced to the hospitality industry 18 years ago, I guess this is now a passion. A friend who I would consider a coach understood my passion for customer service, and my desire to work in hospitality is what encouraged me to explore more opportunities of the business. Really, this journey began with a good comprehensive business plan, extensive market research, and continued passion in this industry. And what Drift & Muse will bring is a customer experience, and not only an experience, it will bring lasting memories to come. And the minute you step into that door, you will feel welcomed, like it's home. And that's really our goal, is to make the community feel welcomed. And, of course, to enjoy good food and great cocktails.
Great cocktails. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. So we will have a signature cocktail menu. We'll have your Orange Crush. I know I can mention that one. That's a popular item out here on the East Coast. But we do have a signature cocktail menu and a great array of local beers, craft beers as well.
Are you guys partnering with any of the local breweries as part of that, or where are you going to get these craft beers?
Yep, so we have a few distributors that we work with here locally. We have about eight draft systems, so we're pinpointing which ones to put on there. Ardent is one, Hardywood. They are a couple brands that we are looking to work with. However, I will not be releasing any types of menus. You all will be able to see them released on the website. So make sure to check out our website, driftmuse.com, to stay up to date with all the menus and all the events that we will have planned.
So the website is driftmuse.com, just kind of squished together there. And they are actually going to be in the same building, and it sounds like, since you are both of you the chef and general manager of both restaurants, very intertwined to the point of sharing a kitchen, isn't that right?
Correct. Yes, we will be sharing a kitchen. The kitchen employees will work both restaurants because it will be a shared kitchen.
So, but not the waiters.
Maybe. But to start, they're definitely their own concepts, and you will have that feeling when you see both places and walk into both places. They're definitely their own. The food will definitely be enjoyed by everyone.
Kelsey, both of you have described a little bit about how the experience is going to be different in these two restaurants, that they are going to be their own things. Talk to me a little bit about what will somebody see and experience when they walk in the door? Well, we can start with Drift. We've been talking about Drift for a little while.
When you walk into Drift, you will feel welcomed. That's the first thing. You walk in, you get greeted with a smile. You instantly will feel like you are somewhere else besides just a restaurant. I'm a strong believer in creating experiences, and you do that by making people feel comfortable. And that's something that both restaurants will provide to the community, and I guarantee that.
Okay. And then Muse, a lot more casual. Tell us about that.
Muse is more casual, yes, but it will give you that nostalgic feeling. So my vision and our vision as a team was looking back at the pictures of Colonial Beach back in the day. You see the boardwalk full, it's lively, people are enjoying themselves, families, and seeing those pictures, and actually when I'm walking on the boardwalk myself, I overhear people talking about how it used to be, and now being able to come in and bring that back to the community, my hope is that we can get it back to that and have it be the premier destination spot, Colonial Beach in general, and Muse and Drift will just help, you know, elevate the town in that way.
What will people see in Muse? Will there be like arcade games or pinball or video games, or what's that part of the experience?
You nailed it. So arcade games, pinball, basketball. We will also have games like Connect Four, Jenga, those smaller games. But the arcade games we do have.
And so a good place to bring kids.
Great place to bring kids. And the games are tucked away in its own area. So if the parents want to have a moment for themselves, there is an area for the kids, along with out on the patio. We have indoor and outdoor seating, so it's a perfect place for families and kids.
Now, both restaurants will have indoor and outdoor seating, as I understand it. So for Drift in particular, the thing people will look at is the river. It's all about the view, isn't it? And serving seafood to kind of go along with that theme. And then Muse has more distractions to kind of pull you a little bit away from the scenery. But I guess mom and dad can look at the scenery while the kids play the games.
Right.
What brought you guys here?
I was living in Austin, Texas before I moved to Richmond, Virginia. My family still lives in North Carolina. So it was just Virginia is a lot closer than Texas. And Richmond reminds me of what Austin was before it became what it is. And then from there, I met Duke. And then once we got into the project, moved here about 2 months ago. Yeah, back in August.
So you're living in Colonial Beach.
Correct.
Already. And Kelsey, the same thing?
Yeah.
Living here now?
The same thing, living here now. And I can
and met Duke in Richmond?
Correct. And I can piggyback off, you know, what Robin said. Coming from the Midwest, I feel like I've full circled and I feel at home here in Colonial Beach. I come from a town even smaller than this. So the fact that we have no snow is a plus over here.
Well, we get it. We get it. Not much, just but less, we get it.
Sure. Yeah, do I need to invest into a shovel?
Maybe not your first year.
Okay.
But we get every decade or so, we get a good serious snowstorm.
Okay.
But who knows with global warming. Robin, can you give us a little sneak peek? I know Kelsey said she's not publishing the menu yet. Can you give us a little sneak peek of anything in particular you're working on and kind of excited about?
So the Muse pizza I'm very excited about. I've been working on my dough for over a year now. So very excited about that. We'll have two different styles of pizza. One will be a focaccia style pizza, so a thicker crust. And then the other one will be like a traditional thin crust kind of New York style pizza. Muse is the playful sister of Drift. So it's more of bar snacks, just a good all around time. And the food will feel like that as well. Drift is, it will be low country cuisine with an emphasis on all the fresh local seafood that we have here. So what I can tell you about that is it'll be, what I say, it's my favorite comfort dishes with its suit and tie on. So shrimp and grits are one of the things that I grew up on. So we'll definitely offer that on our brunch menu, which will be available on the weekends. We'll definitely showcase the local seafood that is here, the rockfish and the cobia that come out of the waters. Definitely the shrimp. We'll have an oyster bar. So they'll be shucking right there where you're in the bar at Drift. So you can look out onto the water, watch somebody shuck oysters for you, or come up from the water and see someone shucking oysters from you. So just a lot of comfort dishes.
Actually, you mentioned an interesting thing. Coming up from the water, people are going to be sandy and in their swimsuits and that sort of thing, but this is not going to be that high-end a restaurant that that you're going to say, oh, you don't meet the dress code or...
So not necessarily a dress code, but Drift is dinner only.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay. That in itself, I mean, for me, I love to go out to eat. I love to just go out and have a good time. So when I go to a dinner only spot, I just want to automatically dress up, right? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily got to have a suit and tie on, but you can't directly walk up from the beach and go to Drift. Muse, definitely. We want you to do that.
Okay.
We have a patio. We have a porch that will be right there. You can just walk off out from the water and come on up to Muse and just keep the party going.
And somehow I'm thinking also lots of like appetizery things like wings and fries and all that stuff you think of with the beach.
Definitely. We will have fries. We'll have fries at both places. On the Muse side, we'll have crinkle cut fries, kind of like reminiscent of the boardwalk, and then on the drift side we'll have steak fries. Those just happen to be both of my favorite type of french fries.
Just happen to be.
So yeah, those are the type of fries we will have. We will not have wings, but we will have other type of bar snacks such as crab hush puppies, fried fish bites. We'll do fish tacos on certain days. Yeah, just all kinds of fun stuff.
Tuesdays, of course.
Of course.
That's great. Duke, sorry, you're sitting here silently because I'm concentrating on the two ladies.
No, they're the stars of the show. I'm happy to hear them talk.
And how much have you kind of injected your influence into this, or are you just letting them run wild?
I think it's just been a great team effort. I think that we started with like a mutual understanding. Like, what do you guys see this being? I wanted to make sure what they wanted to do would work here. And so I think the restaurants are clearly their idea and their passion and their project. I'm here to facilitate however I can. I don't think we would be this far down the path if I didn't believe in what they wanted to do. So I firmly believe in that. But yeah, I had suggestions I lobbed out throughout the process, but it was their idea. I remember when we started this project 3 years ago, Mayor Schick talked about how she wanted to bring life back to the boardwalk. And so this project, that's the main focus of that, is making the boardwalk feel connected to the beach, to the river, to downtown. And I think it's going to do that. Both sides, as you're mentioning, the layout have indoor and outdoor space, and both bars are built on the corners between indoor and outdoor. So two sides of each bar are outside, two sides are inside.
Oh, interesting.
You have the roll-up doors. So when the weather's nice, they're all rolled up and you're inside, the inside-outside, you're connected. And I love the idea of the Muse side having video games. You know, the boardwalk years ago had arcades, like a lot of beachfront boardwalks did. And then it won't be exactly like that, but it'll be the same idea, which is having things to do for kids, things to do for families, and entertaining the kids while the families can eat and drink. And I've been wanting a good place to watch football. I'm a big football fan. And yesterday I stopped by the PointsBet Sportsbook at the Riverboat, which is great, but you can't take kids in there. So this will be the Muse side will be a great place to watch sporting events as well.
I love the way you're talking about having the bar inside and outside.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great.
That's pretty neat.
I might hang out there a little bit. I might see you there, it sounds like.
not micromanaging, hopefully.
No. Definitely not.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on 88.1 FM. My name is Ted Tate, and I'm here with Duke Dotson and the general manager and chef of what will be our newest restaurants, Drift and Muse. So, I mean, you started out with a grand vision. You've shared it with these ladies, and they have run with it and turned it into, they put the meat on the bones.
Absolutely,
Use the food metaphor to turn it into what it's really going to be. How are we schedule-wise? I know we're talking about this will air in late November, right around Thanksgiving time, and the expectation is it'll probably open around then. Are we, from your original plan, and no project ever goes to exactly a plan, are we on time or a little behind schedule at this point?
Every construction project for the last 3 years has been late in the state, all the projects I've been involved in. So yes, we're several months behind schedule. We really wanted to get open in the summer, but it is what it is. So yeah, by the time this is airing in late November, I hope to be at least open or have a soft opening around that time. Obviously, Thanksgiving, you don't want to open that week, so it's going to be right.
Nobody
before.
Will come. Nobody right, will come. Nobody right, want to work.
Right. All right. So right before, right after, my guess is. So late November, we should be rolling, and then I know we're throwing a holiday party up here December 8th, and so we'll definitely be open by then. So I'll be up here for that.
a holiday party
for our company in Richmond. All of our folks from Richmond are going to come up December 8th and have our holiday party at Drift Muse and stay in the Airbnbs. And
oh, so you better be ready for that, ladies.
we're excited.
Well, I'm glad you were honest with me about the project schedule. I've worked on many construction projects, and they never finish on time.
Yeah, it's gotten harder and harder the last few years, but our teams are working as hard as they can, and they're doing the best they can.
Has the availability of materials, as we had in COVID, still been an issue for you?
It's not as much of an issue now as it was 2 years ago.
I was guessing that. But every once in a while, you still hit something that they're like,
people,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, people, labor,
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been a harder thing to conquer the last year or so than the material side, believe it or not.
Kelsey, that brings to mind an interesting point. Have you started looking for staff?
We do have a job fair that we hosted in the beginning of November. If anyone is interested in being a part of our team and would like to join us, you can go to driftmuse.com and apply right on there.
Okay. And have you had any people approaching you yet this early in the game?
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially coming from Richmond, we've had people reach out to us, local people also mentioning that they want to work with us, the people that we know, we want to help guide, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to build a team, and we're great leaders.
Are you expecting to bring some people from Richmond up?
I wouldn't expect that. That's a commute for people.
Some people might relocate like you have, though.
Correct. When people work together and they have a good experience working with other people, they tend to want to follow those people.
That's the sort of thing I was getting at.
Yeah.
You know, people that you've been working with in Richmond, you know, are there people who are like, I want to follow you?
There is. Yes. There definitely is. The fact we are about an hour and 15 minutes away from Richmond and we work late hours driving back. It would be a little commute, but not saying some people can come out and help for that grand opening.
Yeah, but most people come to Colonial Beach, fall in love with it and move here. Hey, that's just the way it works.
Right. Facts. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Robin, sort of same question for you. Have you got kitchen staff who have said, oh, I love the concept of what you're doing, I want to participate?
Definitely. I do have kitchen staff that is very interested and will definitely be around for the grand opening help part of it. And then if they decide to move, maybe, maybe not, you know. I definitely have people that are interested.
After they go through the torture of an opening, then they decide what. Robin, I wanted to give you a chance to tell me about any specific dishes or things you're working on for the menu. Again, always looking for a sneak peek at what's coming, and I know you're going to put them on the website, but is there anything in particular at Drift? You mentioned some dishes and the pizza at Muse. Anything else that we haven't talked about that you kind of wanted to mention that I haven't asked you about?
So I am, I love community and I love where I'm at. So I love to showcase local ingredients, and that is what will be on the menu. I'm sorry I can't give you any specific dishes just because I'm very passionate about what I do. And until I perfect something, I just don't want to share it with the world. what I can tell you is that this is my home or our home. And I want people to come in there and enjoy themselves and just have a great meal. And cooking is my passion, and I just want to be able to share it with people. And now that I have that opportunity, I will, and it'll just be really good food. Really good food that will make you come back again and again and again.
And you're gonna find the local sources of goodies and incorporate them into your dishes.
Correct. I've already talked to a couple of local fishermen, and we will definitely showcase what Colonial Beach and surrounding areas have to offer.
Kelsey, sort of same question. Is there anything I haven't touched upon that you really want to tell us about these restaurants?
Going back on the food aspect of it, we are definitely having that East Coast, you know, tradition that Chef, my partner here, is providing. We'll put a little spin on it. I'm introducing some Wisconsin cheese curds to the East Coast community. So that I will release and let you know about, because I'm very excited about that. That was a popular thing back in my hometown. Can't go wrong with a little deep fried cheese. So that will be my exposure of the menu, I guess. I didn't confirm that with Chef over here, but I think that one is okay.
Yeah, that was one thing when we first met. That was supposed to be on the menu. So I was like, okay, no problem. We can definitely do that.
So you're sitting there in your first meeting and she's like, cheese curds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good on the table much. Now because it's a deal breaker, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. Pretty much.
If you don't put this on the menu, I quit.
Yeah. And
full disclosure, it cannot be the squeaky cheese because you only get that when it's fresh and you can get that right out of Wisconsin. But hey, we will be providing them out here, and I'm excited to introduce those to the community.
I'm sorry, I'm not from Wisconsin. I've never been to Wisconsin. What is squeaky cheese?
Squeaky cheese is the fresh cheese. So made that day, fresh off the...
It doesn't squeak.
I don't know.
It does. I did the research on it because when I met her, she told me it had to be the squeaky cheese.
I got to Google this.
I was like, what? Yeah. At what point in the process does it squeak? It's just because it's so fresh that it just makes a noise. So I actually met a vendor. When you bite it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was like, is it sitting on the table squeaking at me?
No. So I went to a PFG food expo like a few months later, and I actually met a guy from Minnesota that was selling cheese, and I asked him about it. I was like, yeah, so Kelsey, my business partner, says that it has to be the squeaky cheese. He was like, oh, yeah. He was like, but you can't get that here because it's the freshest of cheese.
Right.
And like by the time, even if they mailed it, by the time we got it, it would no longer squeak.
It doesn't.
So yeah, it's when you bite into it that it squeaks. I didn't think it was a thing either, but it really is.
So how are you going to get this fresh squeaky cheese?
So it will be, it won't, we can't. We just can't. It's because it's not a local thing, but we will get some really good cheese from Wisconsin, and I'll put a southern spin on it.
Oh, okay. That's so you
it'll
said
probably whimper, but not
squeak. Yeah. There you go. Right.
And I do want to piggyback off that because the focus here is not the cheese curds. I just had to throw that in here, and we need to have fun, right? So that's not the focus here of the restaurants. And the thing that we already touched is just overall bringing a new experience to Colonial Beach. And my tag team partner here, Robin, and I, and Duke, we've all been working hard toward this, and we're just all very excited for what it will bring to the community, and together we're aligned with the vision.
I'm sorry, all I can think about is squeaky cheese.
Yeah, we should have led with that. Well, can we one thing we haven't talked about, we talked a lot about squeaky cheese, but not as much about your little yeasty. Your dough.
Yes.
So do you want to explain your starter?
Yeah. So when this project started and we decided that pizza was going to be on the Muse side, I started a starter specifically just for this dough. So
you know what that means? That I didn't know what that meant.
A starter?
Yeah.
No. I thought it was an appetizer.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's a sourdough starter, and it will have it. It is what brings the flavor to the pizza. So now
this is like part of the when you let it rise and that sort of thing.
Correct. It's a part of the dough process. Correct. It is our yeast, and Duke has so named it Little Yeasty.
Because it grows and evolves over time.
Yes. It started off very small, and now it is. I started it about a year and a half ago now, and so now it is it's probably 20 times its size.
This sounds like something out of a horror movie.
Yeah, I know. When Duke first heard about it, he was like, yeah, I just can't wrap my mind around this. But yeah, it just grows and grows. I mean, it's alive. It's a living thing. It's a culture.
The creature.
Yeah.
And so we're going to definitely let the people of Colonial Beach give it a name as well, because it belongs to the people of Colonial Beach.
I'm not a chef, but I think I understand. So this is the base upon which you create these doughs that you're talking about, and you continue to grow this, and this is like the starting point for all of it. And so you have to keep it going to keep the flavor consistent. Am I
correct,
getting that
correct,
right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, correct. I have to feed it every day. Correct.
It's kept in a safe place with armed guards.
Yes.
And it's got its own security team.
An undisclosed location. Wow, I'm certainly learning about the science of cooking.
Well, I mean, it's my passion, and it's what I love to do, and I just want to share it with this beautiful community and the surrounding areas.
And so this is what you've been working on, to perfect the flavor of this that makes the dough that is the basis of your pizza.
Correct. So Muse Pizza will only taste like Muse Pizza.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, of course, though, you've got some nice Wisconsin cheese on it, and
correct,
some tomato sauce, and all the various toppings that everybody wants to put on pizzas. I'm sure you'll have the standards, pepperoni and
correct,
sausage, onions and things like that. Anything unique or unusual? In the realm of toppings or styles of pizza?
I mean, we'll have some special pizzas here and there. I've done a fried chicken and macaroni and cheese pizza before, so that might work its way into a special
as
well.
Just a few more carbs on there.
I mean, hey, I love to eat. Flavor is what it's all about. Excellent. So, very good stuff.
Okay. And thank you, Duke, for bringing all of that up.
We learned a lot today, didn't we?
I certainly did, and I hope our listeners did too. We're going to look forward to seeing these restaurants open. People have been watching the construction going on and are, I think, excited at the prospect of more places to eat. This town always gets excited about a new place to eat. So be careful about your grand opening because you might get mobbed at first. So soft openings are a good thing around here. I know the last place that opened, they actually did reservation only because they knew that otherwise they'd have gotten buried. Yep. And I think they did it smart. So words of caution for you.
Sure.
Duke, any last words?
No, I'm just very excited for Colonial Beach and for Robin and Kelsey and everyone because, you know, we started this idea about a year ago. The thing that we all aligned on was going back to the word experience. And so every part of this experience is very well thought through. High quality interior designers, high quality architects as far as layout's concerned. These two folks, are Robin and Kelsey, are true pros. They're going to put on a great show, and I'm very excited, you know, to see it happen for selfishly as a customer, but also for Colonial Beach as a whole.
Duke, Robin, and Kelsey, you guys all sound like you really know what you're doing. I know you do, Duke, because you've been down this.
I pretend to.
Yeah. You put on a good show.
Thank you.
So thank you all for coming, and we look forward to tasting at these restaurants.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.